Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to get the lowdown, hear some reviews, celebrate the birthdays of Charles Cayley and others, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week I played Lowdown Rhythm by the Hi-Hatters. Well, here's Bernie Cummins with the Lowdown on the Deep Sea.
Going down,
going down,
down to the bottom of the sea. What do divers have in view? There's a lot that they can do when they go down to get the lowdown in the seaweed. All the mermaids are perturbed, cause their privacy's disturbed. They're exclusive and elusive in the seaweed. In the sea, all is free, no one's cursed with morals. Fishing boats, dream of souls, sporting in the corals. Addicts chase the lady sharks all around the seaweed parks. Come and go down to get the lowdown in the seaweed.
Benny.
What do you want? Stop that ragtime. Let's get real low down. Do 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 la da 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 do 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 do.
Mm-hmm.
Fletcher Henderson and the Connie Zinn Orchestra and Low Down on the Bayou from a Crown 78 recorded in August of 1931. Low Down on the Bayou was arranged and composed by Nat Leslie, with credit also going to music entrepreneur Irving Mills, who had a habit of claiming writing credit in order to get a cut of the royalties. Before that, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with Ed Lewis, cornetist in the band, scatting and telling Benny to stop with the ragtime so they could get real low down with the Get Low Down Blues. That was recorded by Victor on September 7th, 1928. Get Low Down Blues was preceded by the original Indiana 5 and Florida Low Down from a Harmony 78 waxed April 9th, 1926. Florida Low Down was composed by J. Fred Coots, Joe Trant, and Fats Waller. We began that Low Down set with one of my Desert Isle discs, records I'd like to have with me if I were stranded on a desert isle. Of course, then I'd need a record player, too, and it would have to be a wind-up since there wouldn't be electricity. And anyway, that was Bernie Cummins and his Hotel New Yorker Orchestra with Deep Sea Lowdown from November 4, 1930. Deep Sea Lowdown was written by Joe Lintz and Roger Bunnell. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Climbing Up the Ladder of Love by Abe Essig and his Ritz-Carlton Casa Valencia Orchestra, and mentioned that the record had been reviewed in the October 16, 1926 issue of The New Yorker. Well, here are some other records that were reviewed in that same article.
Thank you. big eyes you have, oh, what sweet lips you have, oh, if I only had you. Oh, what nice ways you have, oh, what nice days we'd have, oh, if I only had you. And what wonderful dreams I dream, oh, how sweet they seem, you could make them come true. Do, oh, what big eyes you have, oh, what a prize I'd have, oh, if I only had you.
Thank you. that in celebrating when you say I do, Mary Lou?
The Ipana Troubadours, directed by Sam Lennon, with Mary Lou, described by the New Yorker Reviewer as a smooth, sweet, and supple foxtrot. That was recorded September 11, 1926. The flip side of that is In a Little Garden. Before that, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, credited as making the most of Precious on August 13, 1926. The ultra-modern Moonlight on the Ganges is the other side of Precious. For dancers who like to keep going, it was Ben Selvin's orchestra with Ben Selvin himself providing the vocal refrain on Oh, If I Only Had You from July 21, 1926, with That's Annabelle on the other side. We began with Turkish Towel, which the reviewer described as a Turco-Russian oddity neatly played by Harry Reeser's syncopators on June 23, 1926. He also said Mr. Reeser is a banjo virtuoso who will amaze you, and that's certainly true. Wasn't it nice? Well, that's not a question, that's what's on the other side of Turkish Towel.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, June 16th, marked the birth in 1902 in Iowa of violinist, vocalist, bandleader, and actor Charles Kaley, K-A-L-E-Y. He was vocalist with Joe Kaeser's orchestra, house band at the Crystal Palace Ballroom in Benton Harbor, Michigan, before joining Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra in 1923. Columbia issued 8 sides in 1927 and 28 with Kaley as nominal director of Charles Kaley and his orchestra, with Kaley as vocalist on all 8. 2 other sides were recorded but rejected. In 1930, he also began his film career, with his most notable role being in the MGM hit Lord Byron of Broadway, featuring the song Should I? His other films include Redheads and The Beauties, both from 1930, and 1937's The Singing Buckaroo. Later in life, he sold life insurance, and he died in Santa Clara County, California, on September 7, 1965. Here's Charles Kaley.
All we do is go out walking when the sun shines bright and gay. But what do we do? What do we do on a do-do-do-y day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do we do? What do we do on a do-do-do-y day? Do we long or do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit? Boy, I'll say, when the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away, oh, what do we do? What do we do on a do-do-do-y day?
Thank you. blues means that the devil got under your shoes. You'll find me easy to lose, dancing the devil always. Just grin and don't let him in whenever he tries to get under your skin. Pick off your feet and begin dancing the devil always. The evil spirit is nothing but the voodoo. Just stamp your feet on the ground and shake your voodoo. Now that you know how it's done, keep out of the shadows and stay in the sun. Come on and join in the fun, dancing the devil away.
Cayley with Don Voorhees and his orchestra and Dancing the Devil Away, March 21, 1927. Dancing the Devil Away was written by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby and is in the RKO picture The Cuckoos, starring Wheeler and Woolsey and Dorothy Lee, where it's sung by Margarita Padua as the Gypsy Queen. Before that, it was Charles Cayley with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra in May of 1925 and Sing a Song. Sing a Song was composed by Charlie Chaplin, who also played the violin solos. Yes, Charlie Chaplin, who was an accomplished musician and wrote much of the music for his films. We began our little tribute to Charles Cayley with Charles Cayley and his orchestra and What Do We Do on a Doo-Doo-Dooey Day, recorded by Columbia in Chicago on June 16, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Several composers had birthdays this past week, and there's not enough show to give each a segment, so we'll hear a little bit from each. Thank you.
I dream of spring as I'm rolling along. Give me the moon for a blanket. Give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep, and I'll make the desert my bed. I'll spend the hours among the flowers. I'll stay away from the throng. Let it rain or shine, the world is mine as I'm rolling along. Rolling, just like a rolling stone, I'm rolling. And though I haven't got a goal in view, I'm rolling on my way, just rolling along, rolling. I want to live and die, I'm rolling. Just let me spend my life a-rolling on. I'm rolling on till the judgment day says. Give me the stars overhead. I'll make the mountain my doorstep, and I'll make the desert my bed. I'm never homing, I'm always roaming, and life to me is a song. Let the cold winds blow, in rain or snow, I'll keep rolling along.
Sammy Fain from Velvet Tone 78, recorded June 16, 1930, and Row, Row, Rolling Along. Sammy Fain was known as the crooning composer, but Row, Row, Rolling Along was composed by Murray Mensher with lyrics by Billy Mall and Harry Richman. Sammy Fain was born June 17, 1902. Before that, it was Paul Specht and his orchestra with an unidentified vocal refrain and That Wonderful Something Is Love from October 8, 1929. That Wonderful Something Is Love was written by Louis Alter and Arthur Freed for the MGM picture Untamed, Joan Crawford's first talkie. Louis Alter was born in Haverhill, Massachusetts, a day after Sammy Fain on June 18, 1902. We haven't heard from Roger Wolfe Kahn in a while, but he started us off with Give Me the Sunshine, with the vocal by Franklin Bauer. Give Me the Sunshine is from Keep Shufflin' and was composed by Con Conrad with the lyric by Henry Creamer. They both had birthdays this past week, Con Conrad on June 18, 1891, and Creamer exactly 130 years ago this very day on June 21, 1879. That recording was made on March 14, 1928.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the Lucky Devils.
Thank you. waiting for you.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with The Lucky Devils, probably a pseudonym for a Jack Stillman band, and Waiting for You from a Pathé 78 waxed exactly 82 years ago this very day on June 21st, 1927. The vocal duo was by Fred Wilson and Stanley McClelland. We haven't heard from Connie, Martha, and Vette, the Boswell sisters, in quite a while, but there they were with Doggone I've Done It. That Brunswick 78 was made June 17th, 1932. We finished up with Arthur Sims and his Creole Roof Orchestra and How Do You Like It Blues, an Arthur Sims composition recorded exactly 83 years ago this very day. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.